Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am so glad that Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Andre Crouch sang a song. I'm sure there's others that made this same song. But during my time and in my season of growing up and out on the Long Island, Andre Crouch was one of our star singers. We always had James Cleveland, but when Andre Crouch came along singing, Jesus is the answer. He was Paul Andre Crouch and the Disciples out of California from the Church of God in Christ. And I tell you, we used to sit around in the evening because Mother Seymour had a stereo, a box stereo. And oh, my God, did that music sound good on that stereo. And we used to sit on the floor and sing along with Andre Crouch. And he rearranged the song, Jesus is the answer for the world today. But he also sang, came nobody to me like Jesus. I want you to know that with all that we're going through and all that's coming down the pipe, we have to know that no one can do us like Jesus. And he would go on in the song to say, no one can do me like the Lord. And he would go, he'd say, I tell you, can't nobody do me like Jesus, because he's my friend. You know, Jesus made that profound statement. He said, no man take my life, but I lay my life down for a friend. Jesus called us his friend. So he laid down his life on Calvary for his friend. Aren't you glad that, you know what, it seems strange that you can be a son and a daughter and a friend. Because I hear so many people say, well, a mother shouldn't be a friend to her child because she's the mother. The devil is a liar. My mother was my friend. Yes, she was my mother, and I respect my mother in her rightful place. She was my mother, but not only was she my mother, she was my dearest friend. And Jesus said those words. He said, I lay down my life for my friend. Aren't you happy? Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody, the Lord, can nobody do me like Jesus, because he said he's my friend. He went on to tell you, maybe you'll pull it up on YouTube. You see, I'm excited. He went on to tell you that he healed my body and he told me to run on. Oh, has God ever healed your body on tonight? Did he let you run on to see what the end gonna be? Did you do like Mother Janie said last week? She said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. I walked into the nursing home, and they had this old mother sitting there in a wheelchair in this particular nursing home here in Delaware where I am. And the nurse was introducing me to the little old mother sitting in the hallway. She said, this is one of my favorites, little Miss Rose here. So I spoke. I said, well, hello, Miss Rose. God bless you. She grabbed my hand, and she said, oh, you know something about that? I said, yes, mother, I do. She said, well, you know my favorite song? I said, mother, what is your favorite song? And so the nurse said, oh, she sings, and she have all of us happy when she sings. I said, really? I said, mother, what is your favorite song? She said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. I thought about, I said, wonder was Mother listening on Wednesday night to Mother Jane in. I said, I'd love to get those two in the same room and let them tear it up. And so Mother started singing, but she was surprised. Because for the others that she sang, I guess they don't know the song. Or their minds is not there where they can sing the song. But when Mother started singing, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. And I started singing along with her. She said, you know the song? That's my favorite song. I said, call him up. Tell him what. She said, oh, you're going to get something stuck. Mother's in her late 90s. But she's still singing about Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line tonight. What is today's day? It is the 30th day of March. We're in the third month of the new year. I want to let you know in Radio Land. Call him up. Tell him. Tell him what you want. If you want me to negotiate your body healed tonight, tell him what you want. If you want your soul saved, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your loved one saved, tell him what you want. If you need a revival in your house, tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Call him up. 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 And tell him what you want. Don't wait for the preacher to do it. Do it yourself. Tell him about my children. I tell him all about my heartache. I tell him all about my children. I tell him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Tell him, Lord, thank you. Tell him, Lord, thank you for being so good. Tell the Lord, thank you that he allowed you to see another day. It's just another day. And my soloist is ready. But let me just get this little piece off me. Because I love Oceani. I'm Audrey. I love Oceania. Hallelujah. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, yeah. He's kept me from all evil. With my mind still, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just another day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has kept me. I'm going to stop now because I'm on Mother Janie's time. Hayabushi. Hallelujah. Mother Janie, I heard you earlier, and I was at my sink this morning, and I heard you singing this song, and you were singing that song that you love to sing and say that my sister liked that particular song. And I was standing to the sink, and I could hear you singing this song. I serve a God who knows it all. And I said, oh, my God. I said, yes, Lord, I do serve a God that knows it all. He knows what I don't know. And he knows the beginning, and he knows the end. And he knows the part that's all in the middle. I'm telling you, the God on this tree, I'm fired up here right now. I feel like right out the door, just calling the name name, Jesus. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. I've got joy, unspeakable joy. I got Jesus, and that's enough. Oh, bless his name. Somebody's going to get happy with me because I'm a magnifying my Lord because he's been so good. I've never missed a Wednesday night since my husband been sick. I keep on talking about Jesus. I keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. That is my theme song. Lift him up for men to see. I'm all at the nursing home telling somebody about Jesus. That's what they saved me for, to be a witness. Oh, bless his name. Mother, I'm excited. I went over on your time a little bit, but I got Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Glory United Ministry, featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Dr. Gregory Scott and his absence, and my dear soloist mother, Janie Lennon. Oh, she's going to bless your soul on tonight. Come on and clap your hands, everyone, and receive her. Can I hear you clap your hand? No, but God can, because the song, the psalmist said, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, my God. We got to serve the Lord with triumph. We got to thank God for everyone. We got to thank God for each other. We got to treat one another like we wanted to be treated. I am plucked up here tonight. Somebody better let me preach. I'm just wondering, shall I preach? Oh, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Bless his name. Bless his name. Ah, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. Mother Janie, the mic is yours. Oh, bless his name.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this virtual line. I have to say, Pastor Patricia, you ready. You came on ready. Like they say, but just crack the match, the fire's burning. Girl, you got the fire burning. Thank you. Thank you already for that.
Yeah.
And I heard you saying that can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you saying there's a God who knows it all.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm going to put both of them together, and I'm going to say, there's a God.
Yes, sing, mother.
Who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes my burden, it gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than I can bear. But I'll go down on my knees and I'll talk to Jesus. And I know he will answer prayer. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. Powers in his hand. There's a God. I say there's a God. Pastor Patricia, there's a God. Dr. Gregory Scott, there's a God. I say, there's a God. There's a God who knows it all. And song, I'm going to do a little piece of it. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Nobody, nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. You know he picked me up and he turned me around. He picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. He's my friend. Oh, I said, nobody, nobody. Oh, I say, nobody, nobody. Oh, nobody, no, nobody. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody, nobody do you like Jesus. And nobody, nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody, nobody do you like Jesus. He's our friend. I said, nobody, no, nobody, nobody, no, nobody, nobody, no, nobody, nobody. You know, he picked me up, then he turned me around. He's my friend. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, thank God for Mother Janie. All you have to do is just mention the name. Mother got it and gone on. He's my friend. I tell you, Andre Crouch was one of my idols back in the day in my teenage years. Coming up in the church, we could always find something by Andre that was soothing. He's the one who made the song where people like to sing at funerals. And I was glad when they stopped singing that particular song. And we went on from that, but I'm sure he didn't make that particular song to be a funeral song, but people found it very comfortable to sing the song. I've forgotten the name of it right now, but if somebody can remember the song that folk like to procession out on, Andre Crouch wrote that song. And then he wrote To God. That was a classic. Excuse me, To God Be the Glory. You know, my sister said to me, she said, Sissy, why do you always be clearing your throat or sniffling during the time that you're on the air? And I'd like to answer that question tonight and apologize to those of you that it can be annoying. We had a library teacher, and Miss Perkins was her name, and she would always be clearing her throat, and it used to get on our nerves really bad. So I pray and I apologize that if I sniffle and if I cough to clear my throat, I have allergies, and I have medicine for it, but the medicine doesn't do what it's supposed to. But the thing is, I'm wearing a mask all day. And with me wearing that mask all day, it causes my nasal sinuses to act up. So when I take the mask off, it takes me a while to get clear. So I do apologize. I'm sitting at the hospital all day with my husband. And if I go in a store, I know they say you can be barefaced nowadays, but I'm not quite ready for that one yet. Yes, I've had both the COVID shots and I've had the booster, and I'm ready for the fourth booster. I hear that it's available now because I don't want to be sick if I can be well. And so that's the reason why I sniffle and I have to clear my throat. So please forgive me for sounding the way I do. God is going to fix it after a while. Mother Janie, I thank you again for both of those songs. And Mother, I'd like to let you know that last week when you sang the song, I received a phone call, and that's another reason why we missed Dr. Scott for being on the line with us and operating a computer where we could see who's pushing the one, or he could just open everybody's line and they could speak. But a young lady called me and she said, boy, Mother Janie was singing, wasn't she? I said, yes, she was. She said, I'm telling you, she was singing up something. So, Mother, people are hearing you and people are enjoying you. And I'm enjoying you, too. And we do thank God for you. I wish I had a payroll. I would put you on the payroll. But I don't get paid myself. Financial pay, I don't get paid. But I get paid every day from the Lord when I open up my eyes and I can see what's in front of me or what's up over my head when I look up and I see the ceiling and I tell God, thank you. I thank God that when I wake up in the morning, that's paid for me, when I can put my feet down on the floor, because as I think about it, my husband is not able to put both feet down on the floor, not yet. But to God be the glory. Andre Crouch wrote that song, to God be the glory. You know, his song goes, I'm not able to sing it. I really would need my musician to help me. My voice is changing. The vocal is changing because of the allergies. And Andre made the song, the song that they like to sing, thank you, Jesus, the song they like to sing at funerals, I don't think they do that too much anymore. Well, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And I'm sure he didn't make it for it to be a funeral song, but for that. But the song that I was talking about, to God be the glory, and some of the words went, how can I say thanks for all the things that you've done for me? Things so undeserved, and yet you proved you gave your love to me. The voice of a million angels, I've been singing in years, cannot express my gratitude, all that I am and all that I ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. And then he goes into God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And I used to sing that, and I just, you know, the people was just so excited when they would hear me singing. My mom accompanied me on the piano, I think, on that particular song, because some songs she played the piano, some she played the organ, and we would sing that, to God be the glory. With his blood, he has saved me. With his power, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And he would go on to say, just let me live my life. All that was very important. Let me live my life. He's deceased now. Let me live my life, Lord, and let it be pleasing to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. Oh, I tell you, it was a classic. We had all denominations singing that song. We had all ethnic backgrounds. You could go into their church. You would look on TV, on TBN, and the different churches would come on with their orchestras and all of that. And they would sing that song. I'm telling you, Pat Robinson loved it. Oh my goodness. Oh, Roberts, they grabbed that song. It was a classic. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Now, I just want to bring you all, you know, we have been praying and we've been talking about the condition of my husband, the severe or massive stroke that he had on December the 31st of 21, the last day of the last year, the last month of the year of 21. But God has been mindful and he has been good and very good. And he's coming along. We have been praying and waiting for God to open the right door for rehab, that he could get into a rehab facility that would do what he needed done. Some people have rehab, but what he needed, the type of rehab that Dr. Scott needed for his medical condition, we were waiting, and I was growing impatient because I knew how imperative it was for him to get into a rehab before his body began to accept not moving. God opened that door on Friday where Dr. Scott was rolled in on his bed, and they accepted him. I've known for over a week, but I took after my mother. My mother said, some things you wait until it happens because the devil will get in front of you. So she said, some things you just sit on and keep on praying until it actually materialized. I knew last Wednesday, but I waited for this week so that I could say, testify of, that my husband has been in rehab since last Friday and in the afternoon, and they didn't work with him, of course, on the weekends, you know, folks. Those people are home. But on Monday, as I sat there and I watched the therapist work with his body and, you know, his right side has been laying dormant since he had the stroke on the 31st, and the doctor where he was said to me that it will never move, because the stroke was so large that hit. And so he told me to go to the chapel anytime I wanted to pray. And, you know, he don't know me. I'm a woman of God and a preacher of God. And the church I came from as a child was called King's Chapel. So I know about a chapel. But greater than that, I know the man that lives inside of me called Jesus. I don't have to go down to the chapel to pray. Everywhere I am is a chapel for me. If I'm in the supermarket and I need to pray, I don't have to say, well, wait, I got to go find a chapel, or I've got to go to the church. I don't have to wait till I get to Anabasta Missionary Baptist Church to pray. I don't have to wait until I get to King's Chapel, Church of God in Christ, to pray. I don't have to wait till I get to Grace and Mercy, Temple of Praise, to pray. I don't have to wait till I get on Blog Talk Radio to pray. I can call him up wherever I am, and I can tell him what I want. But he told me that he shook his head and said, no, he's not getting better. And I said, well, I have hope. And the chap chaplain said, he works miracles every day. And I said, yes. And I won't give up hope because the saints are praying. I'm believing and praying. And I serve you all notice. I saw on Monday with my own eyes the very leg that they call for dead and had no life in it. I saw him work with that right leg of his, and I saw him move his leg. And then he worked with his arm that's been laying lame since the stroke, and he didn't get the arm to move like he did the leg, but he said, squeeze my hand. And I looked, and the therapist looked at me. He says, I can feel a very weak squeeze, but I did get a squeeze. Don't tell me to pray to a statue. Don't do that. I'm praying to the true and living God who laid down his life for his friends. I'm so glad that I'm a friend of Jesus. But the song said, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and our griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. I just want to encourage someone tonight that have been praying and it doesn't seem as if God has heard you or God's going to move. And yes, we're in the flesh, so therefore our flesh is impatient. But I want to let the flesh know tonight we serve a God who knows it all. Thank you, Mother Janie, for singing again tonight. We serve a God who knows it all. So I've been, and God has blessed, where I was traveling 100 miles round trip. I'm only traveling 16 miles now round trip. I have a large gas bill, but God owns the cattle upon a thousand hills. And the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to him. And he can sell one of those cattle and send me the money if he'd like. But however, he's going to provide. He's going to make the way, not out of no way. No way is here now. But when no way gets in the way, then God's way will make the way happen for you. So I'm excited. I thank God. I did share with my sister, and I did share with Mother Janie, because I know Mother Janie has more than half of the population in Hollywood praying for Dr. Gregory Scott. So I felt it would be robbery not to let her know in advance what God has done. Not that I think more of her than I do some of you, but when you know that a person's got your best interest, you let them know. You don't keep them waiting. So, but I do thank each and every one of you that called his name, that called my name, and I thank God for heaven receiving. You know, it's one thing to pray, but is God hearing you? Because it says the fervent, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In other words, when you pray, make sure that God hears you when you pray. If not, you're just praying vain words. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to pray amiss. When you go to God in prayer, and you're in expectation that God will hear you and then act according to what you ask. But we must remember this. When we pray, Jesus taught the disciples, and I already went through this scripture with you all last week and week before that. When you pray, always pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. When you tell the Lord that it's your kingdom that must come and it's about your will that must be done, then you are humbling yourself. You're not making a demand on the Almighty God. Yes, we say, come right now, Jesus. Come, God, we need you right now, Jesus. Oh, my God, but we need to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need you to come now if it's your will. I need you to send help. I need you to move. I need you to work on my behalf. God, I need you now. My mother-in-law would say, "'Tis your will and mercy's sake." Don't ever forget to say, Lord, if it be your will, let these things be. You're humbling yourself before the Almighty God when you say these things. Jesus taught the disciples to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be. How powerful, that's what that word means. How powerful is your name? Hallowed be thy name, for thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. As you see, after Jesus, oh, thank you, God. After Jesus taught them to say that, then they went on to ask, let's get this. I have a sermon, a thought for tonight, but seemingly, and I was hoping to get to it, but let's do this. God is in control, and, you know, we have a saying years ago, subject to change due to the Holy Ghost. So let's see what we have here. This just might be the sermon for the night. It's fine with me. Ah, bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, bless your holy name. Let's go to Matthew, the sixth chapter. That's why I'm praying. It took a while for God to send me a soloist, and I'm praying for God to send me a reader. Because, see, all I have to do is just say where to go, and they are on it right away. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 6, starting at the 9th verse, and somebody might just remember, hey, she did that last week. But for some reason, God is bringing it back again this week. Because sometimes we don't always get it. When I was going to school, we could have a test. And sometimes I had to repeat the test because I didn't get the answer right the first time. So before the teacher would fail me, because she knew that I could have answered it better than what I did, she would say, I'm going to give you a chance to do it over so that I can give you a better grade than what if I was to grade it now, you would fail it. But if I give you the opportunity to do it over and you sit down and you take your time and you rate it and you focus on this, you can give me a better answer than what you've given. Nobody likes to repeat anything, but if you're repeating for better, then it's all right. It's all right. Many times we repeat from the dinner table when you're already full, but you go back and get more. Well, I say once you're full, you're full. My father was a very small man. Small waistline. He never had a belly and none of that stuff. He was a tall, good-looking man. And my dad would eat, and once he didn't feel hungry anymore, he stopped eating. My father would have loved a microwave because he could have just kept heating and heating. And so I've seen my father have a plate that lasted him 4 days. Because he'd eat a little bit, and he wasn't hungry, and he stopped. any way till another time. But I had to repeat, and this is what God is doing tonight. I don't know who is for or why he's saying go back over that again. Apparently, someone needs to know how to get in touch with the master. Starting at the ninth verse, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is Jesus talking with the disciples. He's teaching them how to first acknowledge who God is. Just don't take for granted that you can just say anything and it's acceptable. There is a right way and a wrong way. Now, for someone who knows better, I have to do it the right way. For someone who doesn't know better, then it's acceptable. So Jesus is saying, now listen, disciples, you're with me, but I have to teach you something. After telling them, be not ye therefore like unto them. See, Jesus said them. That's in verse number 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you asked him. Well, it says ye asked him. That's a good saying. Oh, God, but when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathens do. You don't want to pray heathenish prayers, do you? For they think, now this is Jesus telling his disciples something, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Jesus is laying it on the line. Now, I started at 9, but he had me scrolling. Okay. But thou, verse number 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now, let's go back down here to number 9 again. That was number 6. I started at 9. I scrolled up to 6 or back to 6. Now, I'm scrolling down, and I'm almost done. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. See, once Jesus got them straightened out about how to pray, well, not how to pray, but who not to pattern after when you pray. Don't do like the heathens. They think they got it on for their much words that they speak. Don't be like them. Don't be like that. I don't want you to fall into that pattern or that trap or that realm of praying. You got some people that can pray the sky down to kiss the grass and go back up. And then you got some that operate just as smooth, but God heard them. See, it doesn't matter if you can hoop. It really doesn't matter to God. It's what you're saying to God that get God's attention. How you're saying it can get his attention. But if you have clean hands, as David said, and a pure heart, God is listening to you all the time. I hear these preachers, when they get up to pray, a lot of them say, before they can pray for you, they'll say, God, if I commit whether you committed a sin. Don't try to play God to be no fool. I told you God allowed me to pray with a cigarette in my hand. Now, I'm not advising anyone to do that. Only God could do that. Because I know better. But it wasn't about me. I saw a family in distress. And because I knew the word of God, even though I was in a backslidden state of mind, and I know a church folk would argue with me about that and say, God didn't hear me. Oh, yes, he did. Because, see, God wasn't looking at that cigarette at that moment in my hand. He was looking at my heart because my heart was, God, you need to do something to help these people. For the girl's father had, his heart had stopped. And she came out crying and screaming and trembling. She was trembling. She was so hurt that her dad had just died. And I'm sitting there. Back then you could smoke in the hospital. And I'm sitting there puffing away. And because of the God that I grew up knowing about, that he answers prayer and can fix that, I didn't think. I jumped right to it. And I said, hold it, hold it. Do you believe in God? She said, yes. And her mother, when she was wiping tears, I said, do you believe God can bring you your father back? She said, yes. I said, God, do it. Lord, you see their tears. And the doctor came out and said, we're going to airlift him to Philadelphia. We got his heart back. What a mighty God we serve. Now, I got blasted or scolded. Said, don't you ever let me see you pray for somebody with a cigarette in your hand. I said, you know what? I didn't even realize that I had this cigarette in my hand. I said, all I know is those people needed help from God right away. And I forgot about me. And I talked to God. And then when the sister got to the hospital and she said, this lady here, dad is already gone to Philadelphia. They're airless. She said, well, if he's dead, why are they sending him away to Philadelphia? She said, no, this lady prayed and dad's heart started back beating. And the lady hugged me and said, thank you. I said, no, Jesus. And the reason why I was at the hospital was because my blood sugars was extremely high. Back then, we didn't have the machines like you have nowadays where you think and get the blood and put it in and it registered the numbers. They had the machine that, when you didn't have a machine, you had to urinate and then stick the stick. And if the stick changed whatever color, that was how they knew what your sugar levels were, your blood sugars. And mine just said high, and the stick turned dark purple, almost black. So I need to get to the hospital. But it seemed like to me it was a setup. Because by the time they came and got me, and they said, what bring you here? You're diabetic? I said, well, the stick turned black or purple, dark purple. They said, okay. So they got the blood and urine, and they said, well, I don't know what happened, but your blood sugars is right where it need to be. I said, oh. See, I don't know if God allowed me to go there so that even though I wasn't saved, but because I knew his name and I was sincere and know that God could do that, he allowed, because he knew I wouldn't be afraid, that's for sure. To say, call his name in a hospital, I wouldn't care where I was at. I'm going to call the name of Jesus and those people. And I know some people, especially in the holiness faith, that would say, God didn't hear you well. I know the devil didn't start his heart. Let's say that. But I quit smoking after that. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Let's get back to Jesus. And we're almost done. Verse number number nine, Jesus is telling the disciples, now I've told you what not to do, how not to pray. Now, I'm not going to just leave you wondering, well, what do we do? I'm going to tell you that also. So Jesus said to them, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You see, they beseech God in a way that they acknowledge, hey, God, listen, I acknowledge that it's about you and not about me. But because you created me and you love me so much, you will let my prayer be about me. But I have to acknowledge, growing up as a child, they taught us on Sunday night, we had what you call in the Church of God in Christ, YPWW, which means Young People Willing Workers. And we went it every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and they would teach us the Bible and things of the Bible. And they would have us to, at 8 o'clock for the Sunday night service, Sunday was a day of church. Oh, they don't, you stop to eat, and then you're right back in church again. But anyhow, it's okay. I'm used to it. So as it turned out, they would tell us children, each one of us, had to get up and say, I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for my mother and my father and my family. I thank the Lord for being here at church. So Jesus is telling them what to do. That this manner, pray like this. Don't pray like them, but pray like this. I'm telling you how to pray, and pray the right way. Acknowledge first that your Father, God, is in heaven and powerful is his name. Then he tells them to say, now, God, thy kingdom come, because you're the creator. And the psalmist said, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, it all belongs to him, for he has made us. Oh, bless his name. And Jesus tell them to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then after you've done that, by then if you committed any sin, it ought to be forgiven by then, because you're acknowledging who God is and that you're coming to him, diligently seeking him, diligently seeking that he will reward you, diligently seek him. So Jesus tell him to say, give us this day. Didn't say next week, tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of tomorrow. Your tomorrow is your today that was on yesterday. Did you get that? Your tomorrow is your today that was on yesterday. Oh, bless his name. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us. Now listen, they didn't ask for forgiveness until after they had acknowledged who God is. I'm telling you, every time you read the Bible, you can get a different revelation every time. This revelation didn't come forward last week, but it's coming forward now, because God wanted to come forward now. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. You don't think you have any? Yes, you do. As we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Don't let us be tempted, God, that we will go astray. Don't let us be tempted, God, that the enemy will reign over us. God, don't let us be tempted that we will do what's not right in your sight. God, don't let us be tempted. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, we need you to guide my feet. Why run this race? Because I don't want to run this race in vain. Hold my hand, God, while I run this race. Guide me that I will have to deal with evil. Forgive me, God. Forgive me of my sins. Yes, God. Forgive me, precious Father. I'm almost done. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Check this out. For thine is the kingdom. It's not about you. Okay? It's not about you. But because he loved you, he allows. What the man say, what the Lord allows is what you need. He's got everything you need. What the Lord allows. And then he goes on to say, oh, God is my order is a. But let's get finished with this. My time is almost up. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I tell you, I love Jesus. I'll get to my sermon hopefully next week that I wanted to do tonight, but that's the way God used me. I'm not one of those preachers, as I told you all before, that sit down and write sermons, and I have several sermons that I have written, but not all the time. God let me do this sermon. He'll let me use it another time, but not tonight. Maybe not even next week. But I hear him, and I go with the flow. One, because I don't know who's in the audience when I get ready to preach. Two, I don't know who's on this line that needed that this week. And it's a little different this week than what it was last week. But I do want to thank you all for hanging out with us at Glory United Ministry Blog Talk Radio. I know you want to see me. I know you all probably want me to be on Facebook, but I have to wait for God's timing because I'm reaching millions of people all over the world. All over the world. God started me on Blog Talk. Reluctant as I was, but I had to go because God had spoken it in his word. Now I'm waiting on God to release me, to go on Facebook. And it's been prophesied that I'm going on television. But these things take time. So many people have shipwrecked trying to impress people, trying to please. But when you walk by faith and not by sight, you don't want to shipwreck. You want to do it in God's timing. So that it's done right with the blessings of God on your side. I thank him for Blog Talk. I thank him for not being seen, just heard. I thank you all for just being there with me, encouraging me. You all are helping me to preach the gospel by taking out. Most of you belong to a church. You don't have to listen to me. But I thank God for you. You don't have to. So that's why I ask God, give me what to say. I'm not trying to run anyone from Christ. I'm trying to bring you closer to God. Because, see, I'm going to say something that your minister is not going to say. Because I'm all over the book. And if you get just one nugget on Wednesday night, I've done what God told me to do. Yes. And like I told the woman, I told the doctor today. The doctor had done my shit. Just opened her eyes when I started talking about my God and his son Jesus. I ain't scared. I'm not afraid to tell anyone about my God. I had the doctor where she couldn't live out in the room. She said, I want to follow up with you because your faith got your husband where he is. I said, my faith and people praying with me. I didn't take all the credit. Although the prophet told me 3 weeks ago, God said, because you've been faithful, he's going to do it. But I still can't take the credit. I have to give God the credit because such a worm am I. But I want you to know one thing. God answers prayer. Don't give up. If you've been praying, don't give up. Change your prayer. Change the word. Say, Our Father. Or make it more personal, because Jesus was teaching a group of them, the disciples, the 12 of them. So it was a group. The disciples was a group. I'm going over my time. But the disciples was his group, and they were his followers. You can't follow Jesus without the right words.
Yes.
Jesus told them, act of this manner. Don't be like that. Don't be like them. He called them a them. He didn't even give them another name. He just said them. Pray like this. Acknowledge God. That's what he's telling them. Acknowledge the Father, who is the creator of all things, who gives all things. He made the sun to shine. He made the moon to give his light at night. He knows the stars. He knows every star in heaven, and he knows that every star has a name. Did you know that? That's in the book of Psalms. Every star has a name. We call them stars. And they are. But God knows the stars by name. He calls them by their names. The stars, y'all, go outside tonight about 1 o'clock. Well, don't do that. But look out your window. Look, if you can see out, look up in the sky. And look at all those zillion, trillion, millions, all the stars up in the sky. And just look up there and say, God, you know their names. He gave the stars names, you all. Hear me? So Jesus is saying, do you know who you got on your side? Do you know my Father? Oh, I'm going to tell you how to get in touch with him. Say, Our Father, when you pray, therefore, after this manner, say, Our Father. So I want you all to say when you pray, my Father, who art in heaven. I ain't talking about your daddy, your blood father. I'm talking about God the Father. Hallowed be thy name. And that word hallowed means power. Full is your name. For your kingdom come. I won't stop here because I tell you, I'm fired up, Mother Janie. I just love you. I just thank God for you. And I just thank God for my sister Jackie. And I thank God for all my family out on the West Coast that be on Wednesday night. And all my family on the East Coast that be on Wednesday. And I call you all my family. We thank God for you. Dr. Scott and I thank God. But he's already done what he say he gonna do. I tell you, God got a way that's mighty sweet. You all know I never stopped preaching the gospel. My heart was heavy. It was aching. I couldn't get in the hospital to see my husband. So I had to allow prayer to walk through the walls. Then they let me in. They was in trouble when they let me in. For the woman said to me at that ministry, she said, "Who are you?" And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "Because they've never responded, the insurance company has never responded this quickly as to putting someone from the hospital into a nursing facility. They've never responded this quickly. I need you to come here when I'm trying to get someone else approved." And I smiled. I know the man from Galilee. I know Jesus. I know God. They asked me that several times. "Who are you?" When my first husband was sick, and Mr. Sherman, before he passed away, the nurse practitioner said, "What kind of magic do you?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "When you come in here, and you're not allowed in here, but we had to let you in because the whole nursing home changes when you come through the door." That's the light that God gave me. I don't boast about it. I just tell somebody about Jesus. You know, I have 90 minutes, but I usually take 60. But I'm over my 60. I don't want to bore you all. I don't want to keep you all up half the night. I know you have things to do, and I know I can hear my sister in the background saying, "Amen. Oh, bless his name." I just love to talk about my sister because she loves me. And I love my sister because many of you are on Blog Talk with me because of my sister. She sends out the announcements. I want to close out, you know, I want to close out with one of my bishops, Bishop Carlton Pierce, with one of these old songs, Mother Jane. Oh, bless his name.
We, you know, God had to go among those who were not too proud to say Rosa
Hondo. Oh, bless his name.
Didn't know what they was talking about.
This is where he was live in Azusa in 1995. This is where the Holy Ghost fell. Azusa, straight in California. With Bishop Bad Masons, who's the founder of the Church of God in Christ.
Very much money.
Listen, I'm going to be quiet so you can hear him. Hang up if you have to. God bless you all. I hope Mother Malone was on again tonight. But if not, just get the word to tell her. I'm looking forward to having her say something on the line. Mother Jamie, you better keep working on your sermon because I'm coming after you. This is it. Come on now. That's Bishop Carlton Pierce.
Every year may bring, whatsoever,
tonight, everyone. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to let you go. Those of you that's still on the line, we'll see you next week. Bless you.